Blog Talk Radio.
I do whatever I can, wherever I am, whenever you want me to. Yeah, you have a friend in me till the end. Whatever I can, I'll do for you.
Well, welcome everyone to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves. I'm calling to you live from Bonita Springs, Florida, as we do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. I've got my co-host, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady of ProfitableStorytelling.com, on the line with me too. Hello, Rhonda.
Well, hello, and I'm calling from the beautiful Ozarks of Maine.
Nice. Is it cold and snowy up there?
No, it's really quite warm and pleasant, and I have the window open a bit just to get a bit of fresh air in the house.
Oh, well, that's good. It's actually finally nice here in Florida. When I left a week and a half ago, I left in snow and ice and, oh, man, what a nasty weather for Florida. We actually set new all-time record lows the day we left with the greatest amount of ice and snow ever in the history of Florida.
Wow.
And it didn't get any warmer as we went south either.
No, it was a really bad cold snap. I had no water for several days during this thing and had to have a pipe repaired and all kinds of stuff because it doesn't get that cold here normally like it did. And Florida's cold. My aunt's out there for the whole month of January and she's been freezing.
Wow. And, you know, we went all the way down to Honduras in Central America. It was a whopping 38 degrees in Central America, if you can believe that.
Wow. That is amazing.
So, we've got a great show for everybody today. Why don't you tell us who's our guest today, Rhonda?
We have just such amazing people. I mean, we're booked all the way into March on the show, and today we have someone who has become a colleague, has become a friend, and a delightful person. He is one of the most grateful and joyful people I have met, and I know that's part of some of his transformation and things that he'll tell you about in a little while. We met through another contact, and we've begun working together on some projects, and he is just amazing. I'm really excited to bring to you Glenn Mollett. Glenn Mollett comes to us from the UK, so we're going to hear a lovely little accent that Americans all seem to enjoy. Glenn has lots of background in sales, and he's done a number of things. One of the things we have him here for today is that he decided that just doing affirmations and working on your mindset in that way, it just wasn't quite enough. So he created a very special tool that we'll be about. And also want to hear his story about why he would invent something that will do affirmations for you on autopilot, how it works, and all the acclaim that he has gotten. We'd like to welcome to the show Glenn Mollett, the Create Affirm Picker.
Hello, Rhonda. Hello, Gina. And thank you for what an introduction. My goodness. thank you for having me on your show. I've got lots of information that I hope will add lots of value to your listeners. What a great honor this is.
Well, we're really glad to have you. And as you suggested, I installed the affirmation ticker this morning. What a neat little tool.
Mm-hmm. You're enjoying it. Great. Yeah. So once it's installed, you put your affirmations in, and it just does them automatically for you. It's an incredible tool. I think its simplicity makes it so effective. Just having them there, scrolling across your screen.
Well, I'm really happy to have it, and I know I'm going to be using it quite a bit.
Mhm. Although I'm not able to use it as someone who uses screen reading technology, but I do definitely believe in it, and I know people are getting tremendous results. So I know one of the things I would love for you to share, Glenn, is is a little bit about your own life and your own journey and what caused you to decide that you needed to invent this technology for doing affirmations on autopilot.
Yeah, sure. It'd be a great pleasure to do that. I've actually prepared lots of notes, so I'll try and stick to them. I'll try and stick to them as I can. but it all started, I suppose, way back in 2005, when I sort of first had the idea for the ticker. I mean, if I just go back to my sort of background, prior to 2005, I worked as a field sales account manager for a well-known franking machine company and two internet service providers. I suppose overall, I've had about 20 years' experience in selling, and I've read loads of books on selling. Among them, Stephen R. Covey's Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, and Wallace Wattles' Science of Getting Rich. And also followed the Tony Robbins Get the Edge program, and I got the edge. basically, mountain climbing being a hobby of mine, like an idiot, I decided to climb Mount Snowdon in North Wales in a heavy downpour. I pushed myself way too hard and pulled most of the muscles in my legs, which resulted in a blood clot the size of a cricket ball on my lung, which rendered me incapacitated for the next 2 years. So during that time, I explored how to earn a living using internet marketing. I discovered the 30-day challenge guys, Ed Dowell, Dan Rain, and Guru Bob, and also became a follower of the late, great Gary Halbert and the legend Frank Kern. I came up with the idea for the affirmation ticker as a product to create for the challenge. Created the blueprint, found a software developer over in Canada to build it. Production time from blueprint to product ready for selling was about 6 months, I'd say, of emails just to get that right. Then a further 6 months testing and shaping the functionality of it based on the feedback from trials. Then it was time to take it to market, or as a metaphor I like to use, to get this ship out of the harbour and onto the shelf of the big store called the internet, and into the ocean of cyberspace. I built around 20 websites, tried numerous platforms and website construction sets to get it out there, and have all been part of the growth process in what the WordPress site has become today, which is affirmationticker.com. basically, I was compelled and driven by a definition of internet marketing that I heard on the 30-day challenge, which haunted me really. I would say it was a foundation of my belief in what I was doing, because it's been quite a tough journey really. Now the definition is this: it's the answer to this question, what is internet marketing? And internet marketing is putting a great offer in front of a lot of people, and it's as simple as that. And the internet and all the things that run on it are just the technologies you need to have an understanding of, to be able to take advantage of this mass audience open to everyone. And this journey has led me to set up a limited company called PunchyWebsites.com, where I now build websites for internet marketers, and in fact spend a lot of my time now helping others, building online JV relationships and strategic alliances through multiple projects. And I'm having lots and lots of fun with it. So that's it really. So that's pretty much my story. So I've got a lot of sales background, and unfortunately, the problem I had with my lung, I was unable to work. So I decided to find a new route to trying to make a living.
And how long ago did you get started doing all of this?
That was back in 2005, and it's since then I've just been developing websites to get the product out there. And it's got to the point now where I've met some really incredible people, like Rhonda, and Scott Sharp Armstrong, and Brian Bayshaw, these people, knowing these people has just given it so much energy and put so much power behind it. What's really interesting is the number of everyone that's ever bought a version of this software. Even though I've got a full money back guarantee on the website, nobody has ever asked for their money back. So
mm-hmm.
I must love it.
That's a good thing.
It does work. It is, yeah. It really does work. It conditions your mind to based on the affirmations that you put inside it, and it really is an effective piece of kit. So.
Interesting. So, how have affirmations changed your life?
Mm-hmm. Well, they've actually transformed it. They've given me a state of mind, a positive state of mind, on a daily basis, without having to spend any effort to try and achieve that. Simply by sitting in front of my computer, I spend most of my time in front of my computer, and the affirmations are there just scrolling past all the time, feeding me with positive subliminal energy. It just works. it's an incredible way of getting a positive state of mind.
Well, I can tell you in my life, affirmations have made such an enormous difference as well. And Rhonda, I know you've had the same thing happen to you too.
Absolutely. And once you start conditioning your mind for success and to create what you want, if you're really on top of things, you'll start to catch yourself thinking in a better way, and you'll also tend to begin to notice where you may be sabotaging yourself or getting in your own way, which I think any of us can do from time to time. So it's a wonderful thing, and to have a tool that helps you do this automatically is really wonderful, because people do spend a lot of time at your computer, and there is no doubt that we get thousands and thousands of negative messages. Even if you are not a person who watches or pays attention to the news or whatever, you know, still filter around, you're going to stumble across things that could really drag you down. And so having this kind of a tool is definitely excellent. I know for me, I actually started kind of studying about the power of the mind since I was a kid, and quite literally a while back. I mean, now there's things about visualization and imagery and affirmations, and you can trip over them quite easily anywhere. But a while back, it wasn't so much, and I just remember being really curious about what great things you could do with the mind if you put it into a positive action, and that kind of started me on a journey in discovering both through imagery or visualization as affirmations, what things you can do. And there are a lot of things that have happened in my life because I have affirmed and visioned them happening.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's the power behind it, isn't it? It's the visualization and having that subliminal input as well. People listen to there are numerous ways that people do their affirmations. They listen to them on audios, they write them on sticky notes, they carry cards around with them. Some use flash affirmation software, notebooks, to make time each day. All of those processes, they have to make time each day to read them, whereas with the affirmation ticker, you don't have to make any time at all. The software just boots up with your computer, and it's there doing it for you all the time, feeding you with this positive subliminal energy. It's incredible. It really is.
Yeah, it just sits there at the top of your browser, at the top of whatever window you happen to be working in, and it just scrolls through whatever affirmations you've put in there. So you can add your own, you can add the ones that Glenn's included in the ebooks that come with the package. It's a really incredible tool.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean how many people can...
Sorry, go ahead, Glenn.
After you, please. I was just going to say, I mean, how many people do you know that know they need to do them but never find the time? How many people do you know that they will improve their lives if they do them but carry around this negative vibe with them of guilt because they're always too busy to spend the time doing them? With this product, it doesn't cost you any time at all. It does them automatically for you.
Absolutely, and that's the neat thing about it. Before we go any further, why don't we mention where you can get this great tool?
I was wondering, Gina, if you had a link made. I do have a link to it in the show notes, but I wondered if you had your link set up yet.
No, just go ahead and use the one that's in the show notes.
All right. Well, then you can go to profitablestorytelling.com/ticker and pick this up for yourself. And give it a try. And what's wonderful is that you will have the tool, and he makes it so that you can put in your own affirmations, and the notes and things that come with it show you that. And there also are some ebooks and tools that give you all kinds of affirmations, so you don't have to think them up on your own or risk stating them in the way that's going to, you know, get in your way or sabotage your results. You'll be able to use the ones that are there. You'll be able to add ones of your own. And he includes some ebooks there in the package for you that will help to give you some ideas. So, Glenn, I would love to really have you share an experience of how, when you really started to know that affirmations were making a difference in your life and in your attitude. Would you do that?
Certainly, yes. I suppose an analogy that I'd like to use is sailing, because I've got a very strong interest in sailing. Have you ever been sailing before?
Not in a sailboat, no.
No? Okay.
I've never been in one.
Okay. It doesn't matter if you've ever been sailing before, because this visualization works just as well by sitting in a quiet space and letting your imagination create it for you. Sailing is such a wonderful experience. If you can picture this, if you're in a boat and there's no wind at all, the sails are up and the weather is calm and still, you don't travel very far. Now, let's say the sails are kind of flapping in the breeze. Now, visualize the moment when you feel that breeze start to pick up and grab hold of your sails, that feeling of being carried along, that boost of energy from nature that pulls you forward. All the mind and body's excitement antennas kind of light up like a Christmas tree, and then you're off. Now, the affirmation ticker gives you that favorable wind. It gives you that advantage. You'll be sort of working on your computer, perhaps in the middle of writing a book or something, and you'll get a pause for thought, and you'll look up, and you'll, without actually having to read it, you'll see one of your positive affirmations. And it's there, giving you that extra boost, that extra energy, and that extra favorable wind. In fact, I'm actually writing a book called The Favorable Wind, so I'm going to write a story about it, really, and make it available. It should be available by the end of February. That's really where the energy from using affirmations in your ticker, in your affirmation ticker, comes from for me. It gives you a real boost.
And you are just, that is very cool. I like that, getting that boost without any effort on your part, because that's, like you say, the nature's energy would put the wind into your sails, and the affirmation ticker is putting the affirmations into you without really any effort on your part, so that you can ride along with them, which is,
right.
is wonderful.
Yeah.
And I remember I had you kind of calculate how many apps you could put into yourself in the space of an hour with the ticker. That would be kind of fun to share with people, because just imagine that you have this constant positivity scrolling across your screen, and you're working and doing your thing, and the messages are just getting into you without you really having to focus on them. You just start to feel what's happening and feel what's working. How much affirmations an hour do you tend to find that people can have passing through their eyes with the affirmation ticker?
Yeah, I'd actually worked that out. I've put it on the website as well. Now, running the software on its fast setting, the affirmation ticker has the capacity to input an average of 15 positive affirmations into your conscious and subconscious mind every minute. And that's 900 every hour. Now, if you sit at your computer for 3 hours a day, that's 2,700 per day. Now, if you work from Monday to Friday, not including the weekends, that's 13,500 positive influences into your mind without costing you or spending any time doing it. It's a really powerful tool. It's incredible.
And what have you noticed that's changed? That is very, very cool. That's powerful. I mean, most people are at their computer not 3 hours a day, which is what you just calculated there, but, you know, either double or triple that. Many are at a computer for 6 hours or 8 or 9 hours a day even,
and
the messages are just scrolling there. So just think about doubling or tripling what you've just mentioned, and that's what many people are going to get if they're working at a computer at either a desk job or entrepreneurial endeavors or whatever. So that's really cool. And what have you noticed happening in your own personal life and business life since you've created and used this tool for yourself? I mean, what's happened for you?
Okay, that's a really interesting question. What it's done is it's given me a very confident and positive outlook. It's created lots of new contacts for me. I think it's in Rhonda's coaching class. She uses books as a sort of 100-page business card. What this product has done is it's been an introduction to lots of new opportunities. But in terms of the value that I've been getting from it as a user, I'm just walking around in a constant positive state of mind. It's wonderful. You kind of get an amazing feeling of self-worth, and you know that translates into greater productivity and better performance, and it's got me to where I am today, and I'm in a position now where I've got lots of opportunities that are slowly taking off. But without actually using this ticket for the past 2 years, these would not be present in my life right now. It's been that subliminal coach and just giving me that positive outlook, and it's an amazing tool. It is.
Well, since I've known you for a little while, and I know Gina has only just met you, but I know that you are one of the most upbeat and grateful and people that I know, and it's really exciting to be around people who are upbeat, and of course that's the people I choose to attract and hang with, and when I meet someone such as yourself, it's really exciting. It's like, wow, here's somebody who really gets it, and that you definitely lead with serving people and being of value, and that's always the first thing on your mind, you know, as opposed to the cram something down people's throat and you got to buy this type of approach that many people unfortunately are using these days.
That's right. I mean, to give is one of the greatest joys that a human being has, isn't it? And the rewards of gratitude that you get from that are overwhelming, and that's what I love. It's helping people, if every opportunity you get to give, obviously that as far as the laws of attraction go, the more you give, the more you receive. But that's not the reason for doing it, obviously. But to give and to experience gratitude from others is such a wonderful experience.
Have you heard my story, Glenn?
I have. Yes, I've bought your book as well, and I've actually read it. I've read it from cover to cover. So found it very, very inspiring, Ron. Yeah. Incredible.
I can tell you from my standpoint, this whole concept of having a positive attitude and really what I call living a life filled with abundant positivity has totally changed everything for me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had a positive mental attitude even back when I was sick and dying, but it wasn't until I went to that massage therapist that I really realized that just having a positive mental attitude isn't enough. I guess you could say you really need to have congruency in your life. And what I mean by that is if you've got a positive mental attitude, but you're still allowing negative language into your life, you're doing negative actions, you're interacting with people who are negative, all of those other sources of negativity can keep you from getting the results that you're looking for, which was really the case back when I was still sick and dying. It wasn't until I took the next step and also added the languaging and the people and stopped watching the news and cut out people who were negative that I really started to see miraculous things happening. So what I really believe will happen when people start using the affirmations ticker is that it will cause them to have a conscious reminder that you not only need a positive mental attitude, but that you need positive language and positive people and positive actions as well. Then the more you use the ticker, the more it will remind you to have that congruency in your life.
Yeah. Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. I think the affirmation phrases they are your I suppose what you're doing when you enter your phrases into your affirmation ticker, you're putting in the coordinates for what you want to achieve, and you know, it's it really is that simple. I mean, your thoughts control your moods, your emotions, how you feel, what you say, what you do. They control how you're perceived, and they control your body language. And to have some level of control over those thoughts and being able to replace negative thoughts with positive thoughts, you're in a win-win situation.
Absolutely. There's a great book by a guy by the name of Theodore Lawrence that's called The Miracle Power of Believing. And this book came out early 1970s, so it's not in the public domain yet. I found a copy not that long ago out on Amazon called The Miracle Power of Believing. And what this book does is Theodore Lawrence took the Apostles' Creed, which is a prayer that's used in many of the Christian faiths, and he used it as a template for creating what he calls a series of creeds that are really just a series of affirmations. And throughout the book, he has affirmations for anything you can imagine, for losing weight, for creating wealth, for creating abundance, for having overcoming stress, for being happier. You name it, he's got creeds in there for it. And I think with the affirmations ticker, it would be very easy to simply take these creeds out of his book and pop those into the affirmations ticker as well and have them playing alongside of the affirmations that you include for people with the tool. These creeds have really made a big difference in my husband's life. What a huge difference I saw the more he started using these creeds several times a day.
Mm-hmm. Imagine if you just put those creeds into the ticker on the computer that he used, and wow, that would just be amazingly powerful.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like I said, there's got to be about 400 or 500 of them in this book, I would think. Oh, shoot, the copy of my book is out in the car. I was going to read a couple of them, but they're outside. There's just tons of them, and there's so many different topics. You can even just go to the Amazon site and look inside the book and copy the creeds right in. You wouldn't even need to buy the book.
That's great.
They don't have the look inside option available on it, apparently. But, yes, in general, that would be a good thing. They did.
Oh, shoot, they don't?
No, because I'm looking at the page right now, and it says no image available. And the look inside the book is something people pay extra for, and they didn't appear to have done that. So. Nice idea, though. I use that as a tool for studying the structure of books and different things all the time, and it's quite helpful when they
do as well. I use that tool for lots of different things, even for figuring out what kind of articles to write. I'll oftentimes look inside the book and look at the table of contents, and that becomes headlines for articles.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Absolutely. So one thing that go ahead, Gina.
Is it enough to just use affirmations, or do you need to do something else, Chiglan?
Well, I think the more you define affirmations and being specific and precise, target them to exactly what you want, the greater effect they'll be for you. Remember that when you're putting your phrases into your affirmation ticker, you're tapping in the coordinates to where you want to go, a bit like one of those satellite GPS gadgets. They are really that effective. I actually make time every week to review and update and tweak and tune them, sharpening their trajectory. I stick to only having 10 in my ticker at once. I've found that having too many in there can be a bit can alter the impact or the effect of them down a bit. But to keep them optimized, they're kind of a psychological steering wheel for your life.
Most incredible examples of using affirmations and the power of affirmations is a story that is a true story from a friend of mine. I have a friend by the name of Antonio Thornton. He's a former Sean Casey student. And about three, 4 years ago, Antonio was really, really struggling in his business. He was doing okay, but he wasn't doing great. And he had just met the love of his life. They found out she was pregnant, and they were about to get married and bring this new child into the world. And he really, really, really needed to bring in $10,000 in a very short period of time to be able to pay for the wedding and the honeymoon and everything else. Well, he put together a very specific affirmation about that outcome. For the next 5 days, he did this affirmation several times a day. And during that 5 days, he put the plan together for how he was going to bring in the $10,000. So he first went to a friend of his, whose name is Tinu Abuyami Paul. Tinu had written the first ebook on the power of RSS feeds online. And Tinu says, "Oh, Antonio, I've got an easy way for you to do that. Why don't we hold a teleconference? We can charge people $500 a head to be on it, and we can teach people how to use this one system that I have that could easily bring them $25,000 or $30,000 in the next month. Surely people would pay $500 to learn that." Antonio says, "That's a great idea, but what are we going to use for a list?" Tinu says, "Well, I've got about 15,000 people on my list. You've got about 10,000 people on your list. If you only want to make $10,000 and we're selling something at $500, we only need 20 people, and you got your $10,000. We should have enough between our two lists. We've got 25,000 people." Well, they wrote this sales letter that was about 4 paragraphs long. I mean, it was the shortest sales letter I have ever read. No graphics, no anything. 4 paragraphs on an order button. That's it. They put this thing out first to half of Antonio's list, so 5,000 people. One email that was, again, really, really short, about 5 or 6 paragraphs. But when Antonio did this, he did the affirmation before he sent the mailing. When he sent it, he did the affirmation again, and as the orders started to come in, he was doing the affirmation at least hourly. That day, they brought in so many orders that it shut down Antonio's PayPal account for unusual business activity. So they said, "Okay, well, let's switch to Tinu's." So they start using Tinu's for the next 24 hours. By the end of the second 24 hours, Tina's PayPal account has gotten shut down, and now they're in panic mode. So they grab a 2-checkout account. They put the 2-checkout account up. Within 3 days, 72 hours, they were doing this affirmation together for 3 straight days. They had sold over 300 seats at $500 each. Just using this affirmation. And it was something that really, really blew my mind. And I'm like, "Antonio, I've got to have that affirmation." He says, "Well, it won't necessarily help you because it's specific to this outcome. I want to make $10,000 in the next 5 days." So it really showed me the power of using affirmations, because it really shouldn't have happened that way, other than the fact that he was using the affirmation.
Yeah, they've got some incredible power, haven't they? If they're used correctly,
correct.
I think it all comes down, like you say, to defining your affirmations towards your outcome, your desired outcome, and what you want.
And really feel it. Don't just make them empty words. Don't say them and think in your mind, "Oh yeah, well that would be nice, but I know it's not going to happen. But I'll say this anyway." Because it's not going to work when you do that. When I said congruency, I meant congruency. You've got to see it. You've got to feel it. You've got to believe it. If you don't believe it, it's not going to work.
Yeah, absolutely. That's true. Yeah. I think affirmations allow us to take control of that subliminal internal influence of our self-talk. Because like you mentioned earlier, that it's generally left to chance, and we're all exposed to the media, which 90% of it's negative, because bad news sells, doesn't it? And you never hear of planes landing safely, do you?
That wouldn't be new. Like, 900 planes landed safely. People would be, "Oh, come on, well, that's nice."
What's the point?
And that's really why I don't really watch the news any longer. But back when Michael Jackson died, it took me 5 days to even learn that Michael Jackson had died because I don't watch the news.
Mm-hmm.
But when I do watch the news, I find, because I watch it so infrequently, 5, maybe 10 minutes, and I've already started to feel a little bit ill because there's so much negativity in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's my mother lives close to me, and she often has the constantly nasty news on. You know, if you take those letters and put them together, you'll know which network. And I find if I go down there and she has that on, I just don't even want to be in the room because there's so much negativity. And it's not. I mean, sometimes you're in the presence of something that isn't as positive, and it just makes you have to either get out of there if you can, or gird your loins and prepare yourself and shield yourself from what all is going on. And the affirmations really help you. And Gina, you're certainly not the only one that says that you didn't realize that there was some negativity in your life until that massage therapist kind of pointed it out to you. I think that really is for everybody because I notice in myself in that being a very positive and upbeat person, and yet at different times you may notice some thought going by that is not that something that's uplifting or whatever, and you go, oh, okay, well, some work in that area to do. And I think for everybody, there's going to be some area because there's so many thoughts that we think all day long. We're constantly talking to ourselves inside of our heads. There's this constant internal narrative of life that's going on, whether you can or can't do something, whether it's good or bad, your opinions, your judgments, your beliefs about whether you can do something, and how you are and how life is and how the world is. It's just this constant stream of narrative going on inside your head.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
And really, if it hadn't been for my husband, who was constantly helping and supporting me when I was going through what I call my miraculous transformation, I don't honestly know that I would have achieved what I was trying to do. He was really great at telling me when I wasn't having a positive attitude or I was doing something a little less than positive. And it really takes having that kind of a support system to get you started and get this into a habitual form in your life. So don't hesitate to find someone that can really work with you as a support group to help you get through to the point of really making this a habit.
That's a very strong point there. It's got to be habitual, hasn't it, for it to have an effect.
Does. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the biggest tip you can give someone in using affirmations in their life?
Sorry, is that for me,
yes,
Gina?
Absolutely.
and
then I'll ask it to Rhonda too.
Okay. I think definition of affirmations and repetition of affirmations, and I suppose I'd be a bit biased if I was to say get yourself a copy of the affirmation ticker.
Yeah, of course.
Because it does them for you, but you've got to get one of these. I think definition of affirmation, target them to
what
exactly
makes for a good definition of an affirmation?
Being as specific and as precise as you can. I think, like as you mentioned earlier, your colleague or your friends sort of had 5 days to raise $10,000, and keeping that strength of the thought in your mind just guides every single movement that you make in terms of your actions and your tasks during and throughout those 5 days. Keeping those thoughts alive and motivated and sharp. It's all to do with definition, I think.
One of the things I see when people first start out using affirmations is that they tend to write them in future tense instead of in present tense. You've got to write your affirmations in a way that makes it sound like you've already achieved them. Not like you want them in the future to be achieved.
Right.
Definitely. That's a very good point as well, yes. Make it sound as though you've already got it. Yeah.
Mhm. Rhonda, what can you share that is really a powerful tip to help people get started with affirmations?
Well, I think I have a good one. It's that when you are creating your affirmations and everything else that you're doing around the outcome that you're attracting, what your vision and your visualizations, whatever, you put yourself into this space or the energy of have that you have it already right now. Our guest last week, Pam Ragland, talked about putting yourself in the energy of money to attract money, and that was a great show. And it's the same with anything, whether it's vibrant health and vitality. And, you know, Gina, your story about at first how you were using visualizations to and your other mindset and affirmations to go, like, from the wheelchair to the walker to the crutches, and then you discovered it needed to be from you're in just not even in the wheelchair, but that you're dancing and walking and wearing nice clothes and having great jewelry and all of those kinds of things, and the outcomes came to you. You put yourself in the energy of the outcome that you wanted, not the steps along the way. And so when you can really feel it and create a vivid sense that I already have this now, and you write the affirmation from that point, then it's in present tense, it's focused, it's targeted. And I think there's an emotional component which you can't necessarily put into the affirmation ticker itself, but if you write the affirmations that you're going to use from that strong emotional state of I have this right now, I'm abundant in this area, whatever it is, and you're writing the affirmation from that place of abundance and gratitude, and that goes into the ticker, it will carry that emotion with it for you.
It's funny when I do that. If I really put myself into the emotion of I have this now, even if it's not true, I actually find everything about me shifts instantly. I get excited because I now believe I have this, and I'm acting as if it's here, and it is so much easier to manifest it in reality. What the woman who helped me way back when told me was, if you start from a point of negativity, it's going to be impossible to get to that positive place that you're trying to go. And that's why all of the visualization that I had been doing wasn't working, because I was imagining myself in the wheelchair like I was in the mirror, getting out of the wheelchair and starting to walk again. Not a very positive starting point. So you've got to start at that point that is positive, even if it's going back in time to that point where you had that thing before, so that you can start from a positive and move to a bigger positive instead of starting from a negative and moving to a positive. That made just a huge, huge difference in what I did.
Quite remarkable. Yeah, and I mean, imagine putting that, you get into this, and it's fun because you build a reality for yourself. I sometimes talk about, because I write fiction and nonfiction, and I sometimes talk about fiction writing elements in your nonfiction. I mean, when you write fiction, you create a world, you create an environment. It doesn't matter if it's science fiction, fantasy, futuristic fiction, or historical, or something that's happening right here and now. You're creating a world. That's exactly the same thing that you do in creating affirmations and creating your visioning. You're creating a world of, I have this right now. And then you have your affirmations from that point. You toss those into the ticker. And it helps you to feel that energy and that strength that, yes, I already have this. It's awesome. And it's, you know, it works.
You know, from what you just said, Rhonda, one of the things that I think is also true is if you were writing, say, a blog post, an article, or an email that you're going to send out to your subscribers and other people that are your prospects, I think you can bring some of this same stuff into writing for them as well. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
And so how would someone do that?
No matter what it is, Victor, you're putting yourself into that space of this is really, truly happening. The best fiction is not written as if something is true, but it's written as though this is it. This is the reality. There's no whatever thoughts are going on in somebody's head, no matter be they positive, negative, whatever in between and all that, it's just this is the reality of what's happening. And in acting, it's the same thing in theater. I remember our high school acting teacher, drama teacher saying, don't act as though, act as if you were pretending to be or do this or have this, but really be it, do it, and have it, and live it in what you act and present on the stage. That is one of the most powerful lessons for affirmations and visioning that there could be, because that's really the same thing. In writing your affirmations in the new script of your life, the new reality of your life, in speaking that reality, it's the same exact thing. You speak, this is true. It's not as if it were true or it could be true or, gosh, it'd be nice if this were true, but this is my reality. You live from that.
Yeah, really
writing for,
brilliant points.
So, and writing for somebody else or working on a project with somebody else, it's the same thing. You go, okay, this is the goal for the project. So, you know, we're all visioning that X, Y, and Z is happening and, you know, imagining and seeing and visioning this is what's happening and affirmations as this is the reality, this is the truth.
That's right. I think the stronger your belief in it, the stronger the signal or the highly charged the signal that you send out there into the universe to try and attract the law of attraction.
it's
being passionate about your affirmations gives them that charge, doesn't it? Incredible.
And in writing for your readers, your prospects, get them involved in the process. And use your writing to get them to believe that it is true for them as well. I did a workshop this weekend. I spoke at Mark Hendricks' Internet Superstars Conference. And there was a guy in the audience who was a very accomplished writer. He's written TV shows and movies and written professionally, basically won awards for his writing. And at this workshop, I was teaching people how to write what I call a powerful blog post. And he had written a post that told a really good story, but when he read it, the story involved a character that he called Pedro. And Pedro was married, he had a job, but he had a lot of issues that were going on. And when he got done reading this blog post, the one question I asked him was, I assume that the audience you wrote this for is Hispanic males who have jobs and have family members. Is that correct? And he said, oh, no. I said, well, then why would you call the character Pedro? And the person reading that article will only identify with it if they feel like they are Pedro, right? So he immediately shifted it. Just by changing the name to Joe instead of Pedro, it totally changed the picture that you got in reading this blog post. And it really came across through the story to give you the feeling that you really can do this if you put your mind to it, and you could really feel like you were doing it as you were reading the post. But if you didn't identify with Pedro or Joe, if you were a Jane, let's say, you wouldn't necessarily get that feeling by just reading this post. So you want to keep that in mind when you're doing your writing of your emails, your articles, your blog posts, whatever you happen to be writing, because your readers can really identify with it, and this, in a way, can become an affirmation in their own lives if you really paint the picture clearly with your work.
Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah, that's definition, isn't it? The clearer
it
the picture.
It really is.
Yeah.
Do you do much blogging, Glenn?
I'm starting to, yes. I'm going to be moving into that phase in a couple of weeks. At the moment, I'm still developing a few websites that kind of fit in with the success vortex. I don't know if you must be familiar with Abraham Hicks, but I'm working in conjunction with Brian Bayshore on a few projects that will hopefully produce some fruits. But I'm going to be doing a lot of blogging on there for them. I love blogging. It's one of those opportunities to really sort of pour your heart into creativity, into getting in that zone and pulling out those inspirational energies to share with others.
Absolutely. I noticed today that in the last 48 hours, Google has just done another PageRank update. They don't do them every month. They do them about every two to four months or so. And the directionsyou.com site is now a PageRank of 5. And
hey, congratulations. Wow.
And I really believe that what caused that to happen is that every day I have two inspirational quotes on success that go up on that blog. And those inspirational quotes have brought me more comments, more traffic, more RSS subscribers, more results generally than anything else I've ever done. And I really think that what's happening is that people are getting to the point where they're reading every single success quote that goes up on this blog, and they're really using them as affirmations in their life, because you can tell just from the comments that are made that they really are using these quotes repeatedly to get results in their own life. So even doing something like that, whether it's on Twitter, in your blog, wherever, can really be a way to share affirmations that lead your readers down the path you want them to take.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah.
And at the same time, it can help you get better search engine rankings, too.
It certainly can, yes. Yeah. PageRank 5, wow. I think the highest PageRank I've ever achieved on the sites that I've developed is PageRank 3. So,
and this is a brand new blog. The blog just got started in August, so it happened very, very quickly. Most people really struggle for a couple of years to get to an authority site level, and it's truly been awesome to watch how this has happened.
Wow. Congratulations. Do you write many articles for that site then?
We probably put 2 to 3 articles up a week. And so it's not really the articles that are doing it. It's the fact that every single day there's at least 2 new pieces of content on it. I sometimes will also have pictures that go on it. Those I just take with my cell phone, send them to my Flickr account, and from Flickr they immediately get posted to my blog. If you go to askggg.com/Flickr blog, the instructions for doing that are right there. And the fact that the search engines absolutely love WordPress certainly helps. The blog is right up on the front page of the site. It's not buried on /blog or on some other site. It's right there on the front page of the site. And so by putting it there, it automatically gets more visibility from the search engines because they like WordPress so much. And then getting fresh content put in there on a very regular basis really makes a big difference. I have not done very much in the way of backlinks at all. I think there's probably less than 50 backlinks to the site right now. So don't listen to the people that say you've got to have backlinks to get to an authority site state. I didn't. It's a combination of having loads of good internal links that are keyword rich, as well as a handful of inbound links. And I also have a lot of outbound links on the site. It's that combination of those 3 different types of links, inbound, outbound, and internal, that are all keyword relevant, that makes a really big difference in your page rank.
That's really interesting, yeah.
Well, I'll be anxious to watch your blog as you get started with it. And if I can ever help you with anything on the blog, give you some direction, let me know. I teach blogging quite often.
I'd be most grateful. That would be wonderful. Thank you. Yeah.
Blogs, to me, are the heart and soul of an online business. If you don't have a blog right up front on the homepage of your site, you're really missing the boat, because having your blog on the front page and linking from the blog to the product pages causes the product pages to get heightened search engine rankings as well. doing it the other way, where your sales pitches are up front and your blog is buried, does not necessarily cause that same effect for your sales pages.
Right.
And your blog is a two-way communication vehicle, so you're really building relationships while you're really out there driving traffic. And that not only brings in more traffic, it increases your conversions. And that's, to me, what it's all about. If I'm not getting really good conversions, why bother driving traffic in the first place? Because it's not going to make me any money. You need traffic that converts, that's what will make you the greatest amount of money in the end.
Yeah, that's very interesting, that, because the majority of my sites, I kind of put my blog to the back and have the sales page at the front.
Now you know why I keep telling you.
It's a way of doing it.
Now you know why I keep telling you to put your blog on the front page. This is exactly why, Glenn, that I've mentioned that should be front and center on Bury the Sales pages, because you're building the relationship. And you in person definitely build the relationship, and you just want your websites to verify that and to be done that way.
Yeah, very good points.
I did a good thing call this morning with the guy who has a blog up on the front page of his website. He had started this blog in April, and by July, August-ish, it really hadn't even made him a dollar yet. And I had him change a little baby thing, and that was what he was blogging about. He was blogging the same way that most people blog. He had articles that he was putting up that were more about solutions than about problems. And the posts didn't have any links in them. They didn't take you to anything that could make you money. They didn't take you to any other place on the site or off the site. Just no links whatsoever. So first, I had him shift from blogging about solutions to blogging about the problems that people have, so that he could use each post to help people solve that problem. And second, I had him start putting links in every post so that there was always one link that could make him money, and there was always one link that went to some other place on the site, one link that went to some other site that used the same keyword. Mm-hmm. Within about a month and a half, that blog went from not making him any money at all in the prior 6 or 7 months to making him over $100 a week without doing anything else. He was just going back to existing articles and changing the links, just adding links in. Didn't put any new blog posts up. I talked to him this morning, and he's telling me that he's making between $500 and $1,000 a month from this blog, and he's only putting like 3 to 4 new posts up a month. That's it.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So the secret then is in internal linking.
Mm-hmm. Internal linking and really focusing on helping people solve problems through the post.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really. It's amazing, and I know you do that. It's very cool. Like, I wrote a post about creating your online bio, and I've had people on Twitter and various places, you know, wanting more, and so I said, okay, I'll be doing another post, you know, I'll be doing it later today. But when you start doing that in a way that serves people, yes, there's still ways to make money from everything, and you're still serving people at the same time, and you're dealing with what their challenges and problems are, and so that you're focusing there. And for my audience, that's a very appropriate issue. So.
Yeah. If you look even at keywords and look at the search volumes, what you'll find is that the search terms related to the problems that people have are searched almost 5 to 6 times more frequently than the keywords related to the solutions that people provide.
Mm-hmm.
What I always see happen is the words related to the solution are the ones that have the greatest number of search results when you look in Google or Yahoo. But
right.
People aren't really searching for those things. The things that they're searching for are the problems. And when you go to look up the problem, you see very little competition for it. People don't think about using that as a keyword, and yet that's where the greater amounts of traffic happen.
What a great concept.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously a more effective way of keyword analyzing.
Well, it's just that people don't know what they don't know. And if they have a problem, they don't know what the solution is. That's why they're out there looking for it in the first place. So they don't think to use the words related to the solution. They only use the words related to the problem. So it kind of makes sense when you think about it from that perspective.
Right. And a lot of times people don't know. It's just as in the same way that somebody might have a physical medical symptom and not really realize what's going on. They just know they have a cough. They don't know if they have pneumonia or bronchitis or whatever. They just know they have a cough or they know they have whatever symptom. And it's really the same thing in people's lives. They just know they feel down or they just know they're feeling tired or they just know whatever it is. No, oh, if I just apply X, it'll go away, because if they knew that, they wouldn't have the problem.
I didn't mean to turn this into a blogging.
Well, no, I guess, it really does speak to anything that we're doing. And when we think about using affirmations and using Glenn's tool or whatever, it gets to the heart of making sure that we're setting everything up for our success in all areas of life. And since Glenn does, he does use blogs, WordPress for all of his sites. It's an important and a really good thing to be aware of.
Yeah, that's right.
It really is. So what else do we talk about if we're talking about affirmations, Rhonda?
Well, Glenn, I know that you had some things that you in particular wanted to share with us, and bring it on. We're really excited.
Okay. I think another story I wanted to mention was as authors, you must have them moments when you're sitting there with your pen and your paper and tapping your foot, twirling your pen at your desk, and just waiting for that inspirational, some say divine energy flow. When you get that wind of inspiration, that surge of flow of information, you scramble for your pen and feel that energy of creativity take hold of you. And everything you write just fits in and sounds coherent with your thoughts and your desires. Now, I think that having a positive state of mind just induces that. So I know it's a big claim, but I don't want to say that the affirmation ticket does induce that, but that certainly goes towards helping that happen. That surge of inspiration when you're writing, that in the zone feeling that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah.
I think there's an old saying. I think it's an old philosopher saying is, if you don't know what port you're sailing to, then no wind is favorable. But by tuning your affirmations towards, or defining your affirmations towards what you want, you're more chance of getting it, and it will just come your way.
Absolutely. You have a couple of really powerful testimonials on your site. I'd love for you to, Glenn, if you would share some experiences that your customers have had with your affirmation ticker, which you can find at profitablestorytelling.com/ticker.
Yeah, by all means. I actually had one person send me an email from Mexico. I think it was an elderly gentleman, and he sent me an email saying that he loves the ticker, that he is my number one fan, and that he actually uses the ticker as a reminder, or his wife actually uses the ticker as a reminder of things to tell him, so that when he comes in from work, after working shift work, turns his computer on, and the messages that she was leaving him were on the ticker. So he was thrilled to bits with it. So that was the very first testimonial that I got.
How neat.
And then the affirmation ticker itself was it was an introduction. It was the source or the key of the introduction to Scott Armstrong, who's obviously the author of Best Affirmations, or the co-author of Best Affirmations Handbook, and one of America's biggest success coaches. And since meeting Scott, it's, you know, the introductions that he's created for me with the affirmation ticker have just been incredible. It's as if business has just started to happen quite considerably over the night as well. So it's very 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 grateful to him for that. But without you know, without the energy and the positive mindset to get this product to market, I don't think I would have. I certainly wouldn't be in the position that I'm in today. Much. So
that's really excellent. The nice thing about your affirmation ticker also, and that's something that you and I are working on together, is that it can be adapted into so many different niches, and I'm really excited about that prospect of working with the ticker.
That's right. Yes, yes. It can be used as a a motivational tool, or it could be used as an incentive, or as an motivational tool for schools and for children. I mean, anybody that perhaps needs to learn a language, they can put the translations into the ticker and use it as a reminder of phrases in a different language. So it's very adaptable.
Yes, absolutely.
So what niches are you thinking about going into with it, Rhonda?
We're going to start developing it with one for authors and using that as sort of our love you. You're very noisy. Come here. Pardon me. I'm sorry about the kitty. She's very talkative all of a sudden. Well, come here. We're going to start with working on it for authors and people who are writing. There is so much out there that you're going to be a broke author. You're going to be just, you know, barely being able to cover your light bill. And so we'll be able to adapt the ticker for authors first and then taking it into all kinds of different online-related niches. And, of course, it can go in, as Glenn was saying, into schools, into learning languages, into all kinds of things. But people who are entrepreneurs, people who are changing your lives, people who are, you know, any kind of thing with healthcare and getting healthy and wellness, this is a really good fit for and very adaptable because the affirmations can be written to any purpose.
I suppose if you were to position or create a number of affirmations to help healing processes, let's say, it could be used as a healing tool as well. That could be an incredible use for it as well.
Right, and just having different e-books of affirmations that you include with the ticker, that's probably the best way of getting it out there. Anytime you can take your product and nichify it like that, and the way I would do it would be to have the main domain name that it's on, and then I would have a /, and a folder name for the appropriate audience, authors, health and wellness, whatever happens to be the audience, put it as a folder name. And then take them from the front page to a page that asks them a couple of questions, name, email address, and what they're most interested in, and have that have a drop-down list of all of the different niches that you have it in. That would work so well.
That's a great idea. I have actually written and created 7 affirmation ebooks that come free with the ticker, and I've also created an affirmations archive or a library of affirmations that you gain access to when you actually purchase your copy of the software. A lot of those affirmations were contributed by Scott Armstrong from his financial list of affirmations. So there's some very powerful ones in there.
That'd be great. Well, if you could take those ebooks and have different ones for different niches. So you've got one that has health and wellness affirmations, one that has financial affirmations, one that has sports affirmations. You can easily nichify it, and there's a tool out. Oh, let me see if I can find it. There used to be a membership site that was called Gateway Magic. that was put out by my friend Tom Bell. Tom's a guy who has made millions selling a Grant ebook online. And
wow.
That particular ebook was one that he used to develop what he calls a gateway page, which means a page that has an opt-in name and email address, but that also asks for the answer to a survey question. And what Tom used to ask is, if you got $25,000 from the U.S. government, would you A, buy a house, B, buy a boat, C, pay off all your bills, or D, send your kid to college? And you had to pick one of those answers. And based on the answer to that question, it would then take you to a sales letter that would be personalized with your first name and that particular thing that you said you'd be doing with your $25,000. So if you were going to buy a boat, it would show you a picture of a boat with the your name on the painted on the back of the boat as the name of the boat. And it would be all about what you do when you got $25,000 and bought your boat. And what we saw, I used to be the affiliate manager, was that in using this technique, conversions went up as much as 3,000%.
Wow.
And what really caused that to happen was the fact that you could talk specifically about the problems that that audience had, and you could really tap into the pain that that audience had. So if they were paying for their kids' tuition, very different sales letter than buying a new boat, right?
Right, very different emotional feeling and everything, yes.
And so conversions just skyrocketed. And at the time, Tom was going head-to-head with Lasky, the guy on TV that has the jacket with the question marks. Those infomercials, Matthew Leskow, thank you. Those infomercials that Matthew Leskow had selling the Grant book that he had were really, really not nearly as effective as what Tom could do online with the Gateway page. Tom sold Matthew Leskow 3-1 for 2.5 years straight.
Wow.
And it was because of his gateway page.
Because it was customized.
Exactly. So the same concept applies when you can nicheify your product and you can really tap into the specific things that one person versus another really has. I'm looking for that silly thing. Oh, what the heck is it? I'll find the URL and give it to you as soon as I find it.
I'm Googling away over here, too.
I am, too. It used to be called Gateway Magic, but I know that that's not what it's called now.
No, that site doesn't work. I did try that, but...
Yeah.
There's now an even better piece of software out there. Might be sales letter generation software.
Well, would you find it? Let me know. I'm writing
freewebs.com/salesletterbooster is definitely one that does the same kind of thing. freewebs.com/salesletterbooster, just a little script that customizes it for you. Looks like it's reasonably priced too. You can even get a free demo of it. It's funny, you would think that he would use the software on his own site, but he doesn't.
Bizarre, isn't it? It kind of makes you wonder.
Anyway, back to affirmations.
Have you set your affirmation ticker up okay then, Gina?
I have. It's scrolling across right now. I deserve to earn money easily in abundance and to live debt-free now. I am completely debt-free and money is flowing to me from expected and unexpected sources. So it's scrolling past me as I talk.
Excellent.
That's wonderful. Have you managed to blend it into your wallpaper or your desktop?
It worked just fine. It just took me a couple seconds and voila, it was right there.
Wonderful. Yeah.
It's really, so simple, really though, isn't easy. Yeah, you've got the great Read Me Now file, and it tells you exactly what to do. You just follow the instructions, and boom, you're done.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. I'm sorry. I just want to really quickly and then go ahead, but I just want to let folks know that I'm making a listing of all of the links and sites that have been mentioned. If you occasionally hear typing, it's simply because I'm writing whatever and putting the link into a blog post that will go right along with the show page.
Wonderful.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's to make it easier for people. So if you've heard me typing, I'm not, reading emails and whatever. I'm really putting things together for your benefit for the show and for everybody to have the tools.
Thank
that
you. I really appreciate that because we do mention a lot of tools on this show. We do that quite often.
Right.
Hmm.
Oh, wow. I just found an even better script. It's called EnhancedSalesLetters.com. And it does lots of stuff. Holy cow.
Excellent.
It does what I call the customizing the sales letter. It does that. It can customize affiliate pages. It can have a split tester in there. There's a magic order button module in there.
Wow.
It can have different text when they hover over something. It can change the color or the text when someone hovers over something. It can let them flip through testimonials. Universal Video Embedder, I'm not quite sure what that does. But, wow, it's only $27.
Holy cow, that's not really bad at all. My goodness.
That's very good, yeah.
I mean, there's 20 different things that it does. And you can even use this on a WordPress blog, it says. Wow.
Wow.
That's very good because sometimes things in, WordPress, they sometimes work and then sometimes not so much.
Yeah. Wow. I might grab this just for my blog. To be able to do that on a blog would be really powerful.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, Glenn, we're going to have this wonderful tool for nichifying your site. I can now
it's
tell
going to
you
be wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
11 conversion bumping PHP scripts plus 5 involvement devices. So it's like 16 different things that it can do.
Incredible.
Pretty neat. On the cruise, one of the days, the last day we were at sea, we had a 3-hour session, and during that session, the only thing we did for 3 hours was exchange tips. And Mike Filsaime basically gave us like 20 different areas to write down our best tips in, and people just kept standing up in line, going up to the microphone, giving their best tip, and sitting down, going back to the end of the line, giving their best tip, sitting down. I took over 12 pages of notes during those 3 hours because tips were just so amazingly incredible. I heard about some new sites that I have never heard before and found some really great tips. Tom Beal had this new pen called the LightScribe pen that was so amazing. He was sitting there writing his notes, and as he would write them in his notebook, they'd immediately be transcribed and put up online because that's one of the things that the pen does. He was even recording all of us talking, and as it was recording our audio, it was transcribing that and putting it up online. So by the end of the 3-hour session, he had a word-for-word transcript of the entire 3-hour session.
Incredible.
So it can be fun to just sit down and exchange tips with people sometimes.
That is, oh, well, I love doing that.
Do that same thing with affirmations. Imagine how many affirmations you could get.
Yeah,
I was
I think one of the techniques I generally use is mind mapping. Been a big fan of Edward de Bono over the years, and find that sorting out thoughts and things, mind maps do the job really well. But based on the theory of structure dictates function, and you change the structure, you change the function. Sort of applying that theory to creating your affirmations helps you to define them and target them a lot more effectively.
Really does. I'm not a big fan of mind maps. To me, they don't quite show me enough. I prefer to see a little bit more structure in the flow of things. So I prefer flowcharts to mind maps. But I think you really do need to use one or the other. You've got to use something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I just use a really little cool little tool called DIA. AskGGG.com/DIA. Totally free software. It does amazing flowcharts. Really, really good job.
Really? That sounds interesting.
Oh. Right. That's the one I was telling you about, actually, Glenn, when you and Brian and I were talking and I showed you a map of a website. And the nice thing about the flowchart versus a mind map is the mind map can just be a brain dump. And sometimes you go, okay, well, this is what I've got, and I already knew that, but I don't see how everything connects. And when you make a flowchart, you actually cause yourself to know exactly where your holes are, any gaps, where things are strong, where you need to make sure that something links up, sure that you actually have a process as opposed to a brain dump.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can really easily see where the holes are. If you find that you can't draw lines between two things, if one thing is just dangling out there, it obviously doesn't fit. So you can go back through and redo it to make sure that you've got lines connecting everything that's on that paper. So that's part of why I prefer to use flowcharts to mind maps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would perhaps use a mind map as like you say, Rhonda, a brain dump, and then offshoot of that is to create some flowcharts as well.
It's okay
that's
to brain dump as long as
it.
Yeah, if that's not all you do, there's nothing wrong with brain dumping. It's actually very useful, but it just isn't the same as a finished something, a finished product or a finished process or a finished flow. But it can be very valuable. Sometimes in just brain dumping, you can actually help your brain generate a few more ideas. And something I picked up, I was listening to a call that John Hurecharan did, and he was telling about somebody who actually would talk to his product that he was creating and ask a question like, what's the best way to get you out there? What's the best way to whatever needed to happen? What's the best way to market you? So you're actually kind of talking and asking questions of the process, the product, or whatever. And that's really powerful as well.
Wow. Oh, that's a really good idea, Rhonda.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's the process that's the invaluable part, isn't it? Yeah.
I never thought about doing that. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, it really is. I was like, wow, that is very cool, and I'm going to be doing that, and I'm also trying to get him on our show, but that I thought was really powerful.
Absolutely. Have you connected with him to do that?
I just wrote to him, so I haven't heard anything back yet, but considering I wrote him about...
Connect with Rick Benatow from 10 Million Clicks?
Yep.
Rick and John are really, really good friends.
Yeah, I mentioned that's where I got the recording from, so I mentioned that in the email.
Fantastic. I would think that Rick would easily be able to get him as a guest for us.
No doubt.
That's great.
It's amazing how time goes by very quickly, and I want to give Glenn a shot at what else do you really feel just a burning desire that people should know before this is over? Of course, I would love for them, and Gina would love for them to pick up the affirmation ticker from profitablestorytelling.com/ticker. But what else for us?
Yeah, I just think it's a way of doing your affirmations that's completely effortless. For anybody out there that does affirmations that just finds that they never have the time for it, get the affirmation ticker, put it on your computer, and it will feed you with positive daily affirmations subliminally. In fact, when it's running, you don't even have to spend the time actually reading them, because you still obtain the subliminal benefits from those positive phrases. I think it's after about the first week when you're using it that that you actually you get a sense of you can hear yourself saying them over in your mind, and it's at that mm-hmm. point when you have one of those oh yeah experiences. You know, this ticker is actually doing providing some really positive energy into my thinking. But I think it's at that point when you realise that you know that you can taste the true value of the affirmation ticker. It's probably around after the first week. After you've used it for a month, you actually the ticker itself and the scrolling phrases become invisible. You just don't notice that it's there. Do you know, like in internet marketing, there's that that condition of banner blindness, where you know when people visit websites, they don't see banners anymore because they know that they're there to sell you something, and as opposed to having a button or having a link that you know that's clicked. It's the same principle with the affirmation ticker. You forget that it's there, so it's not intrusive. It's a very passive way of doing your affirmations, but it's very very powerful, very very effective, and you also get a whole host of us, 7 affirmation ebooks with it when you get your copy. So there we are.
Well, why don't we give them the link one more time, also, Rhonda?
Absolutely. You can find it at profitablestorytelling.com/ticker, TICKER, profitablestorytelling.com/ticker. And they can pick that up and put your affirmations on autopilot, get them done for you so that you're able to shift yourself into that life of your desire and your design instead of being just buffeted around by whatever is happening in your environment.
Well, I can't recommend it enough. As it's been scrolling past, I've caught myself while my web pages are waiting to load. I'm reading the affirmations and saying them to myself. So it's something that every one of us experiences every day, where we've got time while we're waiting for our web pages to load or time while we're waiting for something to open. It can be scrolling across your screen helping you to get affirmations into your life every single day. And I can't recommend it highly enough. Affirmations are so powerful. If you incorporate affirmations and visualization along with really being positive in your actions and your words and who you're interacting with, it will manifest huge results in your life, just like it has in all of ours. I can't thank you enough for being a guest here on our show today. Rhonda, why don't we give everyone a heads up on what's coming up in the next couple weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, we've got some great, great people. And in fact, I was just putting a quick list into the blog post I'm doing for today's show right on the Blog Talk Radio page. But next week we have Dr. Carol, and she is, interestingly enough, I booked her before everything happened with Haiti, but she has the Angel for Haiti project, and she is a physician.
Oh, that's amazing. I've been trying to connect with her the last week and a half, but since the earthquake in Haiti, I haven't been able to reach her. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, I haven't connected with her since Haiti, but I, of course, wrote to her and had my thoughts are with her family and friends and everyone out there, and I haven't heard anything back, but I'm not surprised. She may be, I don't know if she's gone down there or what is the case. I will try to connect with her and make sure that she really can be with us because, of course, with this tragedy getting in the way, we're not totally, I'm thinking she will, but I'm not sure if she's gone to Haiti or not, is what I'm saying. But February, we have fabulous people in February. February 2nd, Mark Joyner, the amazing best-selling author and business strategist and genius, Mark Joyner will be with us. I'm very excited about that.
Oh, I can't wait for that either. That's going to be phenomenal.
Absolutely. And we have Diane Garris, Voice of the Angel, who is someone who really connects to her intuitive guidance, will be with us. And we have on the 16th, we have the Faster Webmaster, Eric Stafford, and just some really buzz boosters on March 2nd. We've got some fabulous guests coming up and really excited to keep bringing terrific people, and so grateful for Glenn Mullett, the creator of the Affirmation Ticker, to have been with us today. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Glenn. And I've got a bunch of guests that Rhonda doesn't even know about yet that I located on our ship last week. So I'll be sending that list over to you this week, Rhonda.
Excellent.
Well, thank you, everyone, for being here. You'll find us at www.directionsview.com. And I can't recommend, again, the affirmations ticker highly enough. So download yours right now at where, Rhonda?
ProfitableStorytelling.com/ticker.
Thanks again, and we'll see you all back here next Tuesday at noon Eastern for another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks, both of you, for being here today. Have a great week.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Glenn.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.